Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Von Los Angeles über Athen bis nach Japan. Gizmo Varias Musik kennt keine Grenzen. Der in Großbritannien lebende spanische Singer-Songwriter hat seinen ganz eigenen Sound kreiert. Schwer fassbar und kaum einzuordnen. Gizmo hat sich einfach sein persönliches Eldorado geschaffen, wie sein Debütalbum aus dem Jahr 2017 heißt. Am kommenden Mittwoch ist er in Wien live zu sehen, und zwar im Flex, supported by Radio Superfly. Und ich habe mit Gizmo vorab telefoniert. Hello, Gizmo.
Hello, thank you, Gerald. Thank you for having me.
Gizmo, your last album was Album of the Week here on Radio Superfly, of course, and it has a beautiful title, The World in Color. Was there a moment that let you conceive The World in Color as an album? Because we all know the world can be gray and dark sometimes. We need color, so what was the intention?
Yeah, so it's a bit of my personal philosophy. And actually, it's funny that you say sometimes the world can be grey, because that's actually one of the lyrics in the song itself. I used to see the world in grey, lost my soul, lost my way. And, you know, when I was younger, I used to have a different mentality, and I used to kind of hide away from the world and kind of I allowed the world to weigh me down. Even though I was a very kind of open person. And so I've kind of experienced depression in the past, and I kind of stripped myself away from the world. And as I've grown older, I've learned to appreciate life a lot more. And, you know, obviously when we turn on the news, it's really easy to start believing that the world is just that, what we hear on the news. But I think that there's a lot more to it. And I think this is kind of the message of the album. It's about seeing the world in color and appreciating its beauty. And, you know, like halfway through writing the album, my dad passed away. And it was a big turning point in my life. And you know, I was kind of grieving through that process as well. Like it was about, a year or so that my dad was kind of slowly fading, because he got diagnosed with cancer. And so I was kind of grieving during that time and kind of writing songs and just thinking about life in general. And so this is why these type of lyrics started coming out. Because when my dad did pass, I kind of just, my whole perception of life kind of shifted dramatically, and I started to really appreciate every moment that I had. And kind of, I also started to think how life is so precious, and I wanted to take ownership of my life and kind of really live fully and make my life full of intention, you know, and living with intention. And that's why I started talking about ojos nuevos in Spanish, which means new eyes, and kind of having that change of perspective. And it's interesting, because you can take one situation that happens to you in life, and you can interpret it in so many different ways. And it really is, it's all about the perspective that you take from that, and kind of different people can see things in different ways. Even though it's the exact same thing that happened. And I find that super interesting. And depending on how you see something, you kind of absorb it in your body in a different way. You absorb it in your life in a different way. And yeah, that's kind of the gist and the idea behind The World in Color.
I remember we talked about this in the last interview. We talked about depression and mental issues. So would you think, or would you say that the album is kind of a very personal rehab for you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I wouldn't be the person I am today if it wouldn't be for music. I think for me personally, music has been just an amazing way to express myself. So when I was younger, I found it hard to express myself. You know, I would be a little bit awkward, a little bit shy, very introverted. And so I didn't find my way in the world. I didn't find my way of being myself. And it was once I found music that I started to slowly find ways of expressing myself through writing songs, through putting lyrics that are written down into songs and melodies, and slowly getting out there into the world and playing that music live, and then connecting with people and opening myself up and, you know, starting to become confident in who I am as a person and kind of telling the world, you know, this is who I am, and being proud of that. And I feel like throughout my life, just every single instance, anything emotional that's kind of clinged on to me, into my body, into my mind, I've somehow managed to channel that and kind of put that into a song. And once I've done that, I felt a little bit lighter. And, you know, I think that's the beautiful thing about music, is that you can kind of go on through life and create art and create music, and it symbolizes a time in your life. And I think that's what makes it special. And, you know, over time, people connect to those stories and connect with the music, and then it becomes part of their life, and then it kind of creates a whole new meaning. And again, it kind of goes back to that whole perspective thing. Like, we all have different perspectives, and we all interpret songs in different ways as well. We kind of relate to it into our own lives, and it becomes part of our own kind of meaning and story.
But it's easier with your music, because it's most of the times very personal, very true, very real. Your lyrics often touch on social and human topics. Still, one of my favorite songs is "No War." It's a very simple but very important message. Is music your way of maybe also kind of an activism?
Yeah, definitely. I think sometimes I have an urge inside to express something that I really want to let the world know. This is kind of my viewpoint on this topic. And I've always admired artists that have kind of stood up for something, whether it be John Lennon, Bob Marley, Fela Kuti, Manu Chao. They all had strong kind of social opinions, and they kind of channeled that into the music. And I feel like that's how, it's what made them really special for me personally. You know, they had an impact on culture. They had an impact on society. And I've always been drawn to that very naturally. I've always enjoyed listening to music like that. I've liked artists like that. And so I think it's inevitable for me to also kind of speak about those things. And, you know, I'm very conscious about the world and things that are going on in the world. And so it affects me personally, you know, like on a day-to-day basis. You know, I always check up on what's going on. And I feel like, again, it's part of that release. Like, it's almost like you have to do it, otherwise it kind of weighs you down. And that's how I feel personally. Sometimes I just need to talk about what's going on. I couldn't just talk about my own life. I need to talk about the world at large and things that are going on and how that makes me feel. So again, I think it's just part of me being authentic to myself and kind of just keeping true to who I am.
Yeah. What I know is that you're doing a lot by yourself. So you're kind of trying to bring everything together, but most of the things are done by you. Have you worked with other musicians on the last album? And what was the experience for you?
Yeah, I have. I worked with a few musicians, which was really great. I had a incredible trumpet player from Mexico, and it was an absolute pleasure to work with him because he's one of the most musical people that I've ever worked with. And I kind of just gave him freedom. I gave him the space and freedom to kind of express himself on the tracks. I know that I wanted trumpet, and I knew the parts and the sections where I wanted him to play, and I made sure to just give him enough space for him to shine. And it was just wonderful to hear back his interpretation of the music and him playing. And also it made trumpet become one of my favorite instruments going through this experience. Because I'm, you know, when I started playing music, I was always a guitar player, and I was always, my experience of music was always through the guitar. It's like playing rhythm, playing lead. But actually the trumpet takes such a big chunk of the lead element of a song that you can't really do the harmony with the trumpet. Like it's only lead, so it kind of resembles the human voice a lot. This is how I interpret trumpet. It's like an extension of the human voice almost, and it's very interesting for me to hear the type of melodies that trumpet players do, because I compare it to how I sing, and then I think of like what type of melodies I do. So it's very inspiring when I hear it. So it's been a super inspiring experience. So much so that I want to try to learn the trumpet, just to kind of get to know it a little bit more, because it's a bit of a mystery as well, you know, how it's played and everything. I also played with a harpist. There was a harp player from Wales. And again, the experience was really nice. I kind of knew the songs already that I wanted to have harp on, but I gave her a little bit of space on the intro, for example, of Ojos Nuevos. I gave the whole intro, so she could create this kind of ambience, and she kind of gave it a bit of a flamenco Latin feel on the intro with the harp, which I feel is quite unique. So yeah, I mean, I absolutely love working with other musicians. You know, the only reason I have worked on my own for so long since the beginning was kind of a necessity. You know, like I started off with nothing. I just had a guitar and a laptop, and I was quite young as well, so I didn't really have anything or much money to spend on studio musicians. So I kind of just did everything myself. But over time, and as my career develops, I enjoy working with musicians so much that I want that to become a focal point of my music. So, you know, moving forward, I'd love to capture more of the live energy of my live band, because we do play as a band on stage. And it's one of my favorite things is to play with other musicians. And I feel like, especially these days when music can feel so artificial, with kind of the rise of artificial intelligence in music, I feel like personally, I want to make even more of a statement of, you know, this is me and my band, and we made this together, and it was a beautiful experience in the studio, and there's no trickery, there's no gimmicks. Like this is, I enjoy music that's natural and raw. So I'm kind of leaning into that side of things more so in this last year. So yeah, for my next releases, that's kind of where I'm going to be heading.
And this is maybe the main reason why people are enjoying your concerts that much in a time where, where people can be exchanged very easily. You know, it's very important to have humanity and humans, real humans. So I'm really looking forward to see you back in Vienna. It's soon, and I'm sure it's gonna be a great, great concert, and I hope you have a safe travel, and wishing you all the best, and see you,
you
on stage.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure. Hello, this is Gizmo Varillas. I'm super excited to be back in Vienna on the 8th of October. I'm going to be playing at the Flex with my band. It's going to be super fun, and I hope that you can make it. I'll see you there.